If anything happens to me just after this video goes up, know that I challenged an industry that generates more money, more views, and more attention than the NFL, NBA, MLB, and NHL combined. This video will make a lot of companies lose a lot of money. There will be a smear campaign against me. People will try to defame me shortly after this video goes up. I'm warning you right now. The industry has done this to people before who speak out against them, and I will not be an exception. Please stay vigilant. The claims will not be true. 1973 Nobel Prize winner Nicholas Tinbergen. His groundbreaking discovery, the supernormal stimulus. He understood that female butterflies attract male butterflies by using the colors and patterns on their wings. The more beautiful they are, the more valuable the female is. So he created cardboard butterflies with designs that were way more beautiful than the normal designs on real female butterflies. Surprisingly, the male butterflies started to abandon the real females to attempt to mate with the fake cardboard. He called this the supernormal stimulus because by stimulating the butterflies through the fake cardboard cutouts, he could change the behaviors of the butterflies, actually tricking them into wasting all their time and energy chasing an illusion that's not even real. We're seeing the entirety of the human race responding to a supernormal stimulus at the moment. A drug as addictive as cocaine and heroin, widely available for everyone to consume for free, including children. I've been battling and helping others battle the disastrous effects of porn addiction for over 6 years now. Children have the ability to access millions of adult content at the tips of their fingers. Children being at the risk of pee addiction is a real problem, and as we approach and surpass 1 million subscribers, the time has finally come to push our project to the next level. Lock in with me and I'll show you how we can save our children from this new drug. Now, if you're sitting there skeptical thinking, why can't we just teach children to avoid clicking on these adult websites to begin with? A study done with over 20,000 children revealed that 1 in every 5 in this study encountered pee sites even though they had no desire to view it at all. The fact that children are able to view explicit content of naked men and women doing the most dangerous sexual acts is concerning. This is why states like Louisiana and Utah, by the time this video is posted, have age-restricted pee to prevent children from accessing willingly or unwillingly. All of the other states and much of the world still allows children to access pee sites, but we're gonna change that. Neuroscientist of Cambridge University, Dr. Valerie, says there is a clear difference in brain activity between patients who have compulsive sexual behavior and healthy volunteers. These differences mirror those of drug addicts. Now, listen closely, because all of the studies you're about to witness were a result of thousands of dollars paid for researchers to create an in-depth literature review, thus gathering all of the data regarding the disastrous effects of children's early onset exposure to pornography. The document that we've been working on is now free and open sourced because this information does not deserve to be gatekept and held private, but instead pioneering our future with the truth and with the facts. This document is in the description and in the pinned comment for everyone to see for themselves. Pee has no barriers. Unlike other drugs such as cocaine and heroin, it's more accessible and infinitely more affordable. On top of all of that, it's completely anonymous and no need to show ID either, which means it can be viewed by children unless action is taken. These are 46 studies showing how you can literally tell whether or not a child is addicted to pee. Simply by scanning the electrical signals on their brain, they're neurochemically changed to become more impulsive and lower their attention span. Let me reiterate, watching pee as a child will literally change your brain. The same way a doctor can tell if you're a smoker by looking at your lungs, a child's brain will show if they're a porn addict. This is making empirical changes that we can actually observe. How can anybody claim that this isn't harmful? They'd be going against mountains of data supporting the truth. More impulsive children with lowered attention spans is a recipe for disaster. Those two traits become a lifelong mental struggle. Also, aren't those two traits very similar to somebody that has ADHD? This study here shows the intricate details of neurochemical rewiring consumers to crave pee. The nucleus accumbens, I can't even say that, also known as the pleasure center of the brain, holds the transcription factor delta-fos-B, also known as the dopamine switch. The study details how sexual experience increases delta-fos-B levels. When the levels are high, we perceive things to be more rewarding. The study mentions that long-term expression presents a memory for natural reward, meaning that it causes addiction. This reward circuit exploitation causes further detriment to the user via a spike in adrenaline and cortisol followed by a significant drop. Although these hormones are often described as stress hormones, they are vital for us to feel energized and motivated as well. This causes users to become lazy and dissatisfied. Now, children who begin watching pee at a young age are not only neurochemically rewiring themselves to become addicted for life, but they are also increasing their susceptibility to anxiety. According to another study, compulsive sexual behavior is associated with anxiousness, loneliness, and even more usage of pee to cope. Again, negative emotions of anxiousness and loneliness are strongly associated with high frequency of pee usage. It's a negative feedback loop. Pair this along with the fact that most people get exposed to pee before puberty. You see the start of a life-ruining addiction by this. And this is also why we use the term pornography addiction, since many studies from the recent scientific literature refer and support the claim that it is an addiction. Numerous studies recognize that it is a behavioral addiction despite the DSM-5 not having added pee addiction as a separate diagnosis. However, it is worth noting that the ICD-11 recognizes CSBD, which is compulsive sexual behavior disorder, as a clinical diagnosis, and it includes extensive use of pornography as one of its clinical manifestations. This study done in Sweden took 393 girls at the age of 16. 30% of them actually consumed pee, and of those who have consumed it, 43% of them had fantasies about trying to copy sexual acts, and 39% of them had attempted to actually copy these activities that they were watching in the pee videos. The girls who consumed pee compared to those who didn't had way more sexual experiences with peers, way more peer relationship problems, more alcohol consumption, yes, I said alcohol, and more smoking issues. All accompanied with more rates of casual sex. So there's no way that anybody can make the claim just watching it doesn't mean that you're more likely to act on it, because studies prove time and time that it does. Another study done in Sweden took 477 high schoolers from 53 randomly selected high schools to determine the lifestyle effects of pee. 96% of these high schoolers admit to watching pee, 10% admit to doing it every single day, and of those who do, were also reported to have more one-night stands and more sex with friends. A higher proportion of the daily consumers of pee also had degenerative habits such as spending 10 hours straight in front of a computer several times a week, also more relationship problems with peers, more absences in school attendance without reason, higher consumption of oral tobacco and alcohol. Yes, this was reported about high schoolers in their teenage years, and even higher rates of obesity when compared to the infrequent consumers of pee. This one addiction can cause problems in many other facets of life and should not be taken as an isolated issue that starts and ends in your bathroom. This study delved deeper into why people even watch pee to begin with. It concluded the primary motivations were sexual pleasure, emotional distraction / suppression, stress reduction, fantasy, boredom, avoidance, and lack of sexual satisfaction. It's crystal clear that pornography is used as a coping mechanism for misery, and yet it only makes the life of the consumer even more miserable. They aren't facing their problems at hand. Instead, they are using pee to escape reality, making them crave pee even further. And we're not talking about some small group of lives that are being affected by this. A study shows that 77.9% of high schoolers are watching pee. That is insane. If you're in high school, just imagine that nearly 80% of your entire high school watches porn, and none of them would even admit to it. If you're a parent, there is a 77.9% chance that if your kid is in high school, they're watching it too. Now, you might be imagining a pee addict to be some lonely antisocial outcast that's in his bedroom all day, but that's not always the case. A study done in New Zealand with a group of 8th graders showed that 50% of them admit to being exposed to pee. These same kids would go on to show patterns of early sexual debut, unsafe sex, and even having multiple sexual partners. 8th graders, seemingly harmless, but when under the influence of pee, would make them act in harmful ways, especially to others. This study combined reports from 43 other studies to draw stronger correlations between pee consumption and sexual violence. It concluded, those who consume pee are not only more likely to commit sexual acts of violence, but when they see others being sexually harassed and abused, they are less likely to do anything about it. That means they've become numb to the abuse they're watching, and immorality is normalized in their minds. These outrageous, harmful, and unsafe acts people are consuming shouldn't be dismissed as a harmless video. They have a direct correlation in how people act after watching them. They've become accustomed to the violence, they act on it themselves, and turn their head when they see others doing it too. This is what the P industry has been doing to our generation. I'm not making these claims from my head, I'm sourcing the research and data to prove all of these claims. Another study shows that people watching P from an early age will elicit harmful tendencies during the real thing. So these minors want to practice what they're watching, and P becomes their teacher. Another perfect example of P viewers acting out what they see on screen is found in a study done on teenagers in the USA, which concluded that exposure to P leads to higher probability of these teens doing the deed with no protection. This, of course, is because that's what they saw on the internet. It clearly stated that P can be a risk factor for condomless X. But we know that the entire world is watching, not just the USA where the study took place. Children's Commissioner for England, Dame Rachel D'Souza, is responsible for heavily reporting the impact of online P and its disastrous effect on children. She was motivated by her own experiences, such as a young girl coming up to her and telling her that her first kiss with her 12-year-old boyfriend actually ended up by him strangling her. He saw it in a P video and thought that it was normal. During 2021 and 22, she led an investigation into online sexual harassment, including children, and she actually stated, and I quote, "Young people told me in unequivocal terms that harmful behavior is directly influenced by violent P." Another study that she had led was published in 2023, where she surveyed 1,000 high schoolers, from which 640 actively were consumers of P. The report concluded that 70% had encountered violent P before the age of 18, and this report finds that frequent users of P are more likely to engage in physically aggressive sex acts. These shocking statistics have made their way into the United Kingdom Parliament, where there is an online safety bill being discussed to regulate P exposure online as this video is being released. It's happening, it's working, our voices are actually being heard. Shocking results from a study done with the Australian youth showed that not only was the average age of viewing P 13 among boys and 16 among girls, by the way, this is the average, not the youngest, but the more frequent P usage was also associated with non-heterosexual identity, mental health problems, and oddly enough, first-time attempts at doing the deed from the back. If you see what I'm saying. Not surprising considering that that's what they've learned from watching the videos, and we know that from other studies, kids actually imitate what they watch in these videos. This study here has actually shown a slight increase in belief that P should be illegal. This is a 40-year-long study we're talking about here, and to no surprise, we see again a great increase in the number of young people consuming P. The technical product manager working at P Hub just had video footage leaked where he said this.
Do you think addictive?
I think so. Mm-hmm. For sure. But I can't be normal. I can't be healthy. I can't be like that must do.
That can't be normal. That can't be healthy by someone that's worked at this company for 10 years. They know it themselves.
Sometimes. Because that's like significant.
Now your partner, who's already a P addict, is going to assume that you can act just like the guys or girls in the video, which honestly you could never because it's all lighting, cameras, and surgery, which that's just not realistic. So your P addict partner, who's already mentally unwell, has anxiety and depression, will no longer turn to you, but they will turn to the butterfly mentioned in the intro of this video. They'll instead try to cope with their negative feelings by going on a never-ending chase towards the cardboard cutouts that are made so beautifully and so stimulating that there is no motivation to go back to you. In fact, since P and masturbation go hand in hand, these addicts will stimulate themselves until they end up with low sex drive, which actually leads to low motivation to find mates. And quite frankly, they aren't even motivated to do the things that would make them more appealing to the opposite sex, so they would most likely never really find mates. This unfortunate reality has men wandering further away not only from committed relationships, but from success at every level of life. This motivation is diminished entirely. The drive is dead. If you thought that this was destructive enough, then trust me, we're just getting started because a study on WebMD shows how P consumption actually leads to sexual dysfunction, such as erectile dysfunction, diminished libido, less satisfaction when having sex with their real-life partners. The prevalence of these three symptoms will undeniably lower the amount of male-to-female unions, which will actually lead to less children, which is what we're seeing by the global birth rate crisis. We have become the butterflies in this mass human experiment on the supernormal stimulus stimulus we call P. But we haven't even gone into the bigger effects of this mass experiment just yet. If you thought this was destructive enough, trust me, we're just getting started. Look, regardless of our faith, political identities, and background, I hope that we can all come to the common ground and we can all agree that something as explicit, as harmful, and as addictive as pee should be regulated away from vulnerable children. Pee and the wider hypersexualization of our culture has created a climate shift from a society dedicated to peace and harmony to a culture obsessed with pleasure and instant gratification and objectification of people. I know it seems like everything that I just said was so negative, but this one study could actually make up for all of it. This study done with 2,518 to 19 year olds actually reported that quality time with parents lowered the likelihood of pee access, masturbation, and even sex. This is the best first step solution to any parent or older brother or just family watching this video. Simply spend more time with your kids and they will spend less time with porn. The further they are from you, the closer they are to pornography. And until it's age restricted, the solution lies right here. A similar study done with a younger group, primarily elementary school children, showed the intricacies of parental effects in children accessing pee. From the 16% of children that actually admitted to using their mobile devices to watch pee, 80% of their parents had no idea of this act. The reasons highlighted in the study were the fact that the parents allowed the children to have such devices to begin with, then allowed unrestricted access to these devices, and had no communication of the harms of a device. This phenomenon was more common in households actually suffering from poverty, believe it or not. So I have a full video that's listed in the description and the pinned comments that will show you as a parent how to talk to your child and how to block pee from every device in your household so they don't accidentally stumble across it. Now we can easily deduce that neglectful parenting, parents that don't spend time with their children, talk to them, have open communication, will have children that easily consume more pornography and become addicts. Now there was even a study done where they took 73 teenagers who were all serving sentences in prison for committing sexual offenses. One in every four of them came from a sexualized family environment, and three in every four of them, the vast majority, admitted to early addictions to pornography. And since we're talking about offenders, Ted Bundy himself, the American serial killer who raped and murdered multiple women, actually states,
"But as a young boy, and I mean a boy of 12, 13, that I encountered outside the home again, the softcore pornography. My experience with generally, like an addiction, you keep craving something which is harder, something which gives you a greater sense of excitement, until you reach the point where the only goes so far. You begin to wonder if maybe actually doing it will give you that which is beyond just reading about it or looking at it. Basically, I was a normal person. I think people need to recognize those of us who have been influenced by violence are not some kinds of inherent monsters. We are your sons and we are your husbands. We grew up in regular families, and pornography can reach out and snatch a kid out of any house today. It snatched me out of my home, but I've lived in prison for a long time now. And I've met a lot of men who were motivated to commit violence just like me. And without exception, every one of them was deeply involved in pornography without question, without exception, deeply influenced and consumed by an addiction to pornography.
Ted, what would your life have been like without that influence?
It would have been a lot better for me and lots of other people. I know that. Lots of other innocent people, victims and families. A life that would not have involved, I'm absolutely certain, would not have involved this kind of violence that I have committed.
Now, this study on parenting shows that parents who were calm and forgiving were more likely to not communicate their views towards their children viewing pee, therefore less active in controlling their access to it, which is always going to be inevitable, obviously. Parents who were strict and punishing were more active in expressing their concerns and restricting access to pee for their kids. It's also interesting to note that the fathers didn't like talking about the issue as much as the mothers did, which were a lot more vocal. Therefore, mothers play an even more important role in communication and preventing their kids from becoming pee addicts. However, it is clear that easygoing parents try to live a live-and-let-live lifestyle, which will actually increase their likelihood of having children who will suffer from a pee addiction. It is so important in an era where the traditional family structure is being attacked from all sides. We see it everywhere. It's trying to atomize the family into lonely pieces and not a strong, unified family, where we have, you know, a solid father and mother that can protect themselves and their children from the devastating effects of corporate products such as pornography that started its attack on the family structure and did plenty of damage before moving on to its next prey, the culture that bonds society. Now, this environment must change for P to flourish, therefore it must make its own culture, and that's exactly what's going on. This is why we see the prevalence of hookup culture, the epitome of shamelessness, the glamour of high body counts, and boasting about extreme sexual experiences. If you've been in any high school, you can hear all the guys talking about how much action they got last night. And that's actually why being a virgin went from being a flex to an insult, which is why I keep my V card on me, a tangible version of my virginity I have on me at all times, because I'm not going to lose it until I get married. And I actually sell these things on iamlucid.com, where you can get your very own stainless steel V card that's actually made of steel right now. Damn. A study done on Dutch adolescents shows that watching pee predicted engagement in casual sex over time. This is because watching sexually explicit internet material, SEIM, changed the attitude of these adolescents to equate sex with the core of sexual gratification, thus watering it down from intimacy, bonding, procreating, and love, which is what it should be, to nothing more than physical pleasure. This chase for the sexual gratification has led to the normalization of hookup culture in today's time. The more meaningless sex you have, the higher status you are. It's a filthy culture, and we know exactly who to blame. Now, this study, I'm not sure how I never heard of it before looking for this video, but it was a large study done in the USA between 1973 and 2010, showing how those who consume pee are more accepting of teenage intercourse, casual intercourse, paid intercourse, and even cheating on their partner. I mean, isn't that what the highest viewed videos on those sites even contain? Cheating, casual, random, or even glorifying young people by having adults act as them? Full video in the cards above, by the way. I made a video explaining how there's a culture showing that in these videos where they have 18-year-olds, fully legal, actually acting and depicting children on these legal sites, and that's what's actually fueling this disgusting CP crave. Check out the video above. New footage just leaked where the senior scriptwriter working at MindGeek, the former parent company of P-Hub, just said this.
The dudes that do the most,
this is scary,
like, conversion rates are guys that look like 15, even though they're like 20 years old. So there's this one guy named like Jordy, and he just looks like a little kid, and they put him in scenes so it looks like this little kid is like heavy, but it makes a lot of money, so.
Also, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Make a lot of money. The point is that the large shift into glorifying hookup culture happening around the entire world right now is definitely associated with the rise in pee consumption. And this makes total sense from the earlier studies that we saw on behavior when we learned that people who watch pee tend to imitate it as well. We're literally seeing families break apart due to cheating scandals and unexpected teenage pregnancies. We knew all along, it's common knowledge, that humans conform to what is normalized in society. Psychologists refer to this as social conformity. This phenomenon has been utilized by corporations to make absolute bank. We see it everywhere. If you're able to make a lip filler and cheekbone surgery the standard of beauty, then you can expect a lineup in front of a corporation that sells plastic surgery. This is because people want to conform to what the normal standard is, and if they are not able to, they will feel like they're below the standard, they're below normal, and they will have to suffer with the feeling of insecurity their entire life until they begin to love themselves. This study done on over 200 high schoolers, 59% of whom were females, suggested that boys and girls may develop self-objectification and body comparison. A growing sensation of a body dysmorphia is being instilled in these young teenagers. Just as males will watch pee and want a woman that looks identical to their favorite dream pee star, blind to the fact that these standards are often exaggerated with extreme camera angles, plastic surgery, fillings, beauty filters, lighting, and many other tactics to make these erotic visuals even more appealing and unrealistic and inattainable, females begin to think that they have no other choice but to go under the knife. And there are plenty of companies waiting for them to come this way, obviously profiting off of women who don't love themselves and feel horrible about their own body. Pornography is making them do this. Take this study for an example. It's done on over 1,500 youth, and it concluded that prior exposure to parental spousal abuse and current exposure to violent pornography were each strongly associated with the emergence of sexual violence. A recent 2023 report shows us that engaging in this early sexual intercourse between ages 13 to 16 that has been normalized through pornography and hookup culture is associated with higher rates of STIs, pregnancies, and even more depressive symptoms. In this study, high schoolers admit that they were exposed to PE through friends or followers on social media, and at times through sexual advertisements littered through social media, YouTube included, by the way. Most of these high schoolers admit to their first encounter with PE being unintended, and we know how the cycle starts after that. Starts off one time by accident, and you have to come back every single day for your fix. Another study confirms these same conclusions with its findings from over 55,000 participants. Approximately 1 in 5 youth experience unwanted online exposure to sexually explicit material, and 1 in 9 youth experience online sexual solicitation. We all have people that send it and post it all over these group chats and sites. It's going to happen. Not only is this transition to a hookup culture a health concern, but a humanitarian concern as well. The youth have always been the life of society. They're quite literally the future. Yet never before has there been such a widespread addiction among them, destroying their young minds. But I'm not just here to spread the bad news. I actually have a plan. Do you want a clear and disciplined mind? P destroys this. With science, we can prove. If you want to have a loving partner and a strong family, strong foundation, strong marriage, then P will also likely destroy this as well. P also causes people to believe that there is nothing wrong with shamelessness. Like the other drugs, this one makes us promises and never fulfills. P promises intimacy, but we feel isolation. P promises excitement, but we end up bored. P promises freedom, but we end up enslaved. P conditions its users to replicate destructive behavior such as unsafe sex and even sexual abuse. And when the users see it happen in real life, they turn a blind eye. This is done in mass and is now getting normalized while also getting little to no attention whatsoever, probably besides this video. This psychological poison is seeping its way into your households right now. Look, I want you to think of your own children, brothers, sisters, nieces, and nephews. I know that you love them. I know that you'd do anything in the world to protect their young minds, but right now, you just standing still and doing nothing about this after watching this video will only increase their chances of stumbling across porn and potentially becoming addicted behind their parents' back. The cigarettes from our parents' generation have evolved to pixels on our phone screens. This is the new drug. We either keep our mouths shut, stay scared, and look away when the devil enters our homes, or we face it directly and shine light on the filth for everybody to see. We must stand up and call for an age restriction on pornography. Science is on our side. The truth is on our side. And the hundreds of thousands of people watching this video are on our side. We together can shake the entire world. Not a single politician on the planet will be unaware of this video, God willing. I've made a short video explaining exactly what you can do to help us age restrict pornography. And if everybody watching this video takes action, I will bet my entire life that we will be successful. Click the video here and check the pinned comment below or the description to watch the video that will actually help us all change the lives of generations to come. Thank you for watching this video. Stay dreaming, stay lucid. I'm out. Peace.